Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bassick, the more famouser Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Today's the day they finally got the replacement for Jimmy Johnson.
We are but 1 hour away from the Brian Schottenheimer press conference.
Heck yeah.
Is this what? Never mind. You know what?
Hey, here's get excited.
Deal. Here's my plan.
It's all the right? Cowboys.
It's true.
I feel like new slate. I need to start off flat. Okay.
Okay.
For Schottenheimer specifically. Yeah. Just for him. There are a lot of negative things that you can look at and go, the offense hasn't been that good. So why do we want consistency and continuity with it if we need to change it? That's a real question I think gets asked today. I think it should. But I want to give him a chance before anything else. It doesn't excite me. It's not something splashy. It doesn't go, you know what, I think this is going to change the culture and everything else. But I also don't feel like you can really change the culture anyway because it's already built and you just have to deal with that. But I'm trying to be flat with it and not go too like about everything about it because there's a lot of things that are not making me excited for it yet.
And that's one of the things I was going to, the way I phrased it, and if you think this is unfair, like we can definitely have that conversation. The Cowboys officially have a new head coach, and it's the guy a lot of folks dreaded.
Yeah.
And that's probably not fair because all of the people that we recommended, hell, you just brought it up. Whether it was Ben Johnson or Aaron Glenn or Joe Brady or whoever you thought it was, it's because you love what they did in their previous place, but who's to say you even have the ability to do that here?
Yeah, I mean, like that's one of those. I guess I'm still kind of frustrated that the Cowboys seem so in a silo when it comes to this search thing,
yeah.
And how they're just like, we are not really thinking about what anybody else out there is thinking. We're not going to go try and steal away maybe the best head coach. We're an organization that we're the best. We should go get the best. And instead, they're just like, we've done our research on this, and this fits us well because of consistency. Ben Johnson would have been a fantastic hire,
yeah.
I believe. I mean, just listening to him talk right now, I'm like, wow.
I agree.
So that's kind of the frustrating part is that the Cowboys have just decided we are staying in this silo, and we're not going outside of it no matter what because that's how we do things.
And that would be a question that, look, we'll have the opportunity to talk with Jerry and or Steven again in training camp in Oxnard. But that's one of the questions I would love to come up today. I know Sean had his own set of questions, but one of the questions I hope comes up is, I hope Jerry pushes back and is like, why is there so much negativity in the room? And I hope somebody gets to ask the question, but you realize it's not necessarily because of Schottenheimer, it's because of you. Like, I agree that a lot of people are down on this hire because it's not somebody that was in demand. I have my own thoughts about how they didn't interview any of the people that are in demand. But I think the thing that really annoys people is you don't think that coach will be allowed to coach or do their thing.
He's
their
got 4 years.
Way.
In year one, it's definitely not going to feel like it's turned a corner. I just don't feel like it's going to feel that way at all. Year one, year two, maybe he establishes something. Year three, who knows at that point? Like that year three might be a complete flip again on everything because at that point, can't you walk with the quarterback? So there's a lot of, hey, just wait around for things to happen, but it doesn't feel like that. There's a lot of change.
To go along with all of this, you lose Mike Zimmer and you lose Al Harris. I don't think this was unexpected. We talked about it, but you kind of got the news that Mike Zimmer said he's not coming back to the Cowboys, and there's a good chance that he will retire. Al Harris, he went to the Bears to be their defensive game coordinator and DB's coach. What do y'all think about these losses? Because I get it. you can make a strong argument, new head coach, maybe they'd bring in most of their own new staff anyway, but I was kind of bummed to see Al Harris, especially.
When it comes to losing Zimmer, I think it's Fish that has the quote that he wanted to be the head coach for the Cowboys for the last 25 years. Like, that was his, right. That was his love and passion.
Right.
At least he brought a toughness. It took a while for the defense to grow into that toughness, but at least he brought some toughness that I don't think the Cowboys have. I really don't think that organization has it in those walls, and I want to see better from it. If you get upset that I said that, if any of the Cowboys players are upset that I said that, go do it. Go be better. Go prove it. So I don't have to say it. So it never even crosses my mind. So when it comes to Mike Zimmer, I liked the toughness, but now it's gone. Al Harris, he had the respect of his secondary. All of them loved him. They really cared about him. Stinks they're going to have to go find somebody else for that. But he needs to make a jump as a where his status is anyway.
Yeah.
At some point, he's got to go to the next level.
I'm going to mess up timelines of Marty Schottenheimer coaching like the Kansas City Chiefs. Just bring in Christian Okoye. That was a tough son of a gun. Now, Al Harris is gone. You bring in Christian Okoye as your running backs coach. Mm-hmm. And now I just brought the toughness back.
So you want to build the all-star team of coaches to a certain extent.
Heck yeah. Neil Smith played for Kansas City and maybe Marty Schottenheimer.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who played for Brian Schottenheimer.
All right. So Mike Zimmer gone. Al Harris gone. I believe it was Kevin Coger, the Falcons assistant, that the Cowboys asked for permission to interview their OC. We've talked about Eberflus coming back, which is interesting because I know a lot of people got agitated with Eberflus in Chicago. But before that, it felt like a lot of folks around Dallas had pretty positive stuff to say about it.
Linebackers coach here, and then he goes up to Indianapolis. And Indianapolis, like, he was stout. They had a stout defense. You could say they were, again, a very boring offense when they had Carson Wentz and all the things that they went through up there. But Eberflus, while he was a coordinator, while he was working there, was really good at that part of it. Again, the Bears had a lot of dysfunction. He was part of that. Does that make, like, he was the head coach of it. It was his job to make sure that thing was organized. And they have the talent. We'll see if it works out with Ben Johnson, but they have the talent. And it should have been more organized this past season, and it just didn't look that way. But a lot of people did like him around here, and that's why he gets a second chance with the Cowboys. I think at one point they were looking at him and tabbing him for coordinator,
yeah,
like all sorts of things down here.
I do remember that. I think they were disappointed when he took another, and he obviously went down a career path that got him the job with the Bears and everything
like
that.
It was a hot name.
From the 817, let's not get it wrong. Shoddy was not the first choice. If you're the glorious, big spending, all in Cowboys, how do you miss on your first choice, Mike McCarthy? I do want to say this, and I'll be fine if people are like, no, I think that's inaccurate. If Schottenheimer wasn't the first choice because you wanted to keep Mike McCarthy, I think Schottenheimer was the second choice. Like, I really do. I'm not saying that would have been my second choice, your second choice, anybody else's first choice. I really do think that's the way the Cowboys view this. They're like, that's fine. We have a perfectly good head coach candidate right here. Either that or, like, they didn't want to put in the legwork to go out and do all the interviews. I think they interviewed 6 people, I think. Some of these other teams interviewed way more than that. And a couple of them, they were just like, I got to knock these out for the Rooney
Rule. But you know, Kevin, here in 52 minutes, when they would play this right here on 105.3 The Fan, home of the Dallas Cowboys, your flagship station.
That's right.
Their message, Jerry and Steven's message, is going to be, we have complete confidence. Y'all don't know what this guy's capable of. We've seen it. We saw it behind the scenes every day. We know his connection with the players. We know the pedigree in the coach. He's got history. He's got it in his blood. He's a coach's son. I mean, Bill Parcells made that very clear. He loved Mike Zimmer, coach's son. Guys that are coach's sons, they're connected to the game in a deeper way. And you guys just don't understand that because y'all haven't seen it yet because Mike McCarthy was here and that was his. Brian Schottenheimer is going to have a completely different approach to this thing. What I'm very interested in with Schottenheimer is, as the head coach now, Kevin, what's his demeanor? Is he a disciplinarian? Is he a friend guy? I don't know who he is.
And that's a great question. Do you get that sense? Like, I get the sense that maybe somewhere in between, maybe that's just the laziest answer possible. He's somewhere in between a player's coach and a disciplinarian. And I don't want to get twisted, his actual coaching persona versus how he talks to the media, because those can be very different. You can be super friendly to the media, and then when you walk in to do film, you're like, hey, shut the hell up.
Yeah, no, and does he have the respect of the players? Is that's the most important thing. The players and his coaching staff, does he have their respect? Because if he doesn't, those guys aren't going to care. They're going to, when he walks into the room and says, shut the F up, they're just like,
yes,
don't care. Going to keep talking. You're that dude. You're that teacher from Dangerous Minds. I'm not listening yet. By the way, Pelissero said Eberflus headed to Dallas today to interview.
Okay.
As he is expected to be named the defensive coordinator.
Okay. All right. Now, from the 817, this is something I do want to explore. And it was something that we might pick back up again tomorrow as well. A lot of us actually... A lot of us actually want to enjoy this new hire.
I hope so.
And find reasons to be positive. I want to know more specifically from the people what those reasons are. One of the things that Corey has said in the past that I think has the potential to be positive is it does feel like maybe that first year is your opportunity to do things as the head coach the way you want to. And then if it doesn't work out, then you have to fall in line. Just the alternate viewpoint of that really sucks is you're strapped for salary cap space, at least the way the Cowboys like to do it. You're coming back with a quarterback coming off of injury. There are a lot of things working against Schottenheimer from that perspective.
Yeah, that this first year, I mean, it always compared it to the Mike Maddox, and that was my idea, was that Mike Maddox, he would let you go out and pitch your first game, and it was usually terrible. And then he'd say, all right, now do it my way. And like that's how Jerry looks at his coaches. You didn't win the Super Bowl. Now you guys got to go ahead and do it my way. And when it comes to you didn't win the Super Bowl, it's acceptable. That's the culture problem that you got to demand more success out of it. And so that's going to be more work on Jerry and Steven in the front offices to continue demanding more out of these coaches and these players.
So if I had to ask you guys a question, which one do you think was a better hire or going to be a better hire, Brian Schottenheimer or Bruce Bochy?
A million percent.
One's turned into a World Series already. So, but even when it before
Bruce
it happened,
Bochy for sure.
Even really? Before it happened, we knew, we were like, this is top of the class manager right here. Like you went and got Bill Belichick, you went and got one of those, an Andy Reid, you got one of the best to do it. And that's what when Chris Young said, I want to win one, that's what he said he needed to make happen.
You guys answered that quick. That seemed like a tough question.
And then went and got one of the best pitching coaches. You know, it was like, let's get the best pitching coach. Let's get one of the best hitting coaches. They got the best at everything. And because they said, we want this.
Eberflus or Mike Maddox?
I like Mike Maddox a lot.
Yeah, it's very difficult for me to vote against anybody that won me a World Series.
By the way, somebody did ask, can you tell me more about Eberflus? I'm not familiar. So he was here, I think, for 7 years as linebackers coach. And then eventually, and I always find this fascinating, he was linebackers coach and the passing game coordinator. And so they really liked Eberflus, and there was some discussion about him moving up or potentially having a coordinator role. And that's where Indianapolis came in, and they're like, no, we'll go ahead and make you the DC right now. I do remember, because like history gets kind of changed up when it fits more with your narrative, and a lot of people are like, I can't believe we let Dan Quinn go. Make no mistake about it. If the Cowboys would have gotten rid of Mike McCarthy last year and hired Dan Quinn, people here in the Metroplex would have been furious. They would have been so mad about that. And so I know Eberflus, after Indianapolis, he went to the Bears, he had a lot of trouble with clock management. But going up through the positional coach and potential coordinator rank, people liked him here in Dallas.
Yeah, did you say that when he went up to Indianapolis, that was Josh McDaniels going there to be the head coach?
Yeah, no.
And he was already ready to be the defensive coordinator, and then they were like, Josh McDaniels bails, and he's like, hold on, who's my head coach? And they were like, maybe we'll just make Eberflus the head coach. And then I think they turned to Frank Reich there.
And from the 4-6-9, Schottenheimer was hired for one reason, Dak. All right. I do want to say this, and if people want to get mad, I understand. There are a lot worse reasons to hire a head coach than somebody who works well with your quarterback. And I hope Schottenheimer is like, let's take advantage of the things that Dak can do and not the things that he can't do. Because one of the problems that I think the Cowboys have really fallen into is, oh, we paid Dak all of the money either this time or 4 years ago. So clearly he's going to step up his game. Well, what kind of sense does that make? So I hope Schottenheimer's at least like, hey, I love Dak Prescott because he can do A, B, and C, but he can't do X, Y, and Z. So let's stop programming packages and plays around that because he can't do it.
Yeah, there are things that we have to be realistic about what we are as a team, what we see in front of us. And that's the only way to really evaluate yourself is to know what you're capable of. Otherwise, you can't build what you want.
Watching the championship games yesterday, how many times did you guys watch all four quarterbacks and go, Dak can't do that anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the running part of it, when they take off up the middle, I was just like, oh, or when they're rolling out.
Getting more time. That's the tough thing is
that, I agree with that.
Shoddy's going to have to deal with a very statue-like quarterback.
Yeah, that's gonna be the tough part of it.
And from the 4-3-2, you're nuts. Everybody wanted Dan Quinn moved to head coach. Not at the end. There was a time when everybody wanted that. But by the end of the season, and after your defense has gotten gashed again in the playoffs, people wanted him out and definitely not the head coach.
Look what he did. He couldn't even make it to the Super Bowl.
Well, that's a good point. He could not even make it to the Super Bowl.